com.
Go back to the jury room and continue deliberating. You are excused.
Yes, they can't make up their mind in the Jodi Arias trial. She hacked her boyfriend to death. She was convicted of it, but will they put her to death for that crime? Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Sorry to start on such a dour note. Unfortunately, it is raining negative news. I want to jump to that first, and then we'll try to lighten that load, as I am fond of saying here on America Tonight. Let's start also, speaking of hacking, it was a sick, twisted deal. The British Prime Minister, I think he was shook up, David Cameron. He was in Paris. He left immediately when he heard out what had happened. The man who was hacked to death on a street not too far from a school, who was thought to be a British soldier. There were two different guys that were involved in this. They had meat cleavers in their hand, and they just attacked him and like he was a piece of meat, as the witnesses described it. Why would I bring that up here at the top of this hour in America Tonight? Because it's so chilling to me as to what the people were screaming, Allah Akbar, and they said, "We swear by Almighty Allah, we'll never stop fighting you until you leave us alone. The only reasons we killed this man is because Muslims are dying daily. This British soldier is an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth." British soldiers, of course, participated in the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. What a brazen, bold, sick, and twisted attack. The men waited for 30 minutes, so they were covered in blood, almost like a scene from Dexter on Showtime, for the only he cleans up his crime scenes, waiting for the police to come. So they didn't try to run. They wanted everybody to know who they were. Both men suspected in that attack were shot by the cops. They're under guard, or the bodies. They're under guard at some hospitals in London. Immediately, the Muslim Council of Britain condemned what they said was truly barbaric and it has no basis in Islam, urging Muslims and non-Muslims alike to come together in solidarity, is what they said in their statement, to ensure the forces of hatred do not prevail. My, oh my. They tweeted all over the place. They sent things out saying what they had done, meaning the men with the knives, and it's just an awful, awful thing. And you think the British bobby, not armed, if only, or soldier rather, he wasn't a bobby, if only the soldier had been armed, but that's part of the whole deal in England when it comes to guns. All right, a little bit closer to home, the thing that's happening in Washington is all about the three scandals, IRS, the Associated Press, and Benghazi. And I got to tell you, nothing new here. We got somebody pleading the fifth, Lois Lerner. She won't give out any of the details on what happened while she was watching the applications for tax exemption flow through the Cincinnati office and get denied or pushed or shoved aside. Almost 500, somewhere in that neighborhood. And why was it denied? Because they were told to look for anything with a conservative slant whatsoever. But she wouldn't really verify that, although it initially the story broke because she said that in an answer to a question a couple of weeks ago. We're not going to untangle that nightmare in this segment here on America Tonight. We're digging deep. I've touched every contact I can. And nobody in Washington wants to touch it on the Democratic side. They're hoping it'll all go away. Dan in Texas, how the heck are you?
Well, hello, Kate.
How are you? Good?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good.
Did you hear about the Jewish rabbi? I mean, the Jewish cannibal.
Let's hear it. You always have a good joke up your sleeve. What is it?
He had a thing for rabbi steaks.
You are so bad.
I made that up.
Oh, I think I just laughed because I'm just waiting for those punchlines. Sometimes they're good. I'm going to give you like a C on that one.
Okay, Bill and Hillary were at a fundraiser for her next presidential election when Bill noticed a very beautiful girl over at the bar wearing a special drink. So Bill walked over and whispered something in her ear. She whispered back that for $10,000 an hour, his request could be met. He said he had never paid more than $20 for it in his entire life. She tossed a $100 bill to the bartender and a smile and wandered away back to her table where a distinguished elderly gentleman was there as her escort. And as they were leaving, she walked by Bill standing next to Hillary and said, "Not much for $20, huh, Bill?"
All right, that's an A+. You're funny.
Okay. Now, like you, my relatives have fought in the wars. My father was Normandy Beach all the way to Germany. My uncle was killed at the Battle of Bailet Pass in the Philippines. And I, too, will be looking forward to Memorial Day in reverence of those that have made the sacrifice for our freedoms. To get to the tornado situation, FEMA was given the money to supply Oklahoma with all the bomb shelters or storm shelters that they needed, and under a presidential edict, Obama denied the request for the money to be spent then. And now he goes to make a personal appearance in Oklahoma. This is just absolute chutzpah, and I have no respect for this man or his administration. As far as I'm concerned, if every Democrat and the president were on a ship and it sank, I would throw a parade.
You felt that way from the very beginning, and now things are really starting to pop in this part two.
One more thing. Remember when I was warning you about the Muslim, about the two houses,
yeah.
The House of Peace and the House
yeah.
of War?
Absolutely.
You're seeing the House of War, and it is against any of us that is not a Muslim. Even amongst the Muslims, the Shiite and the Sunnis are at war with each other, but they will unite to defeat us. All over the entire world, anywhere that there's a Muslim population, they lie low until their numbers outnumber our numbers in that country, and then they take over. And we are then the persecuted minority and told to get out. I have a different idea. I think it's time we kicked every damn Muslim out of this country and out of the entire Western Hemisphere and send them back to where this all started, Saudi Arabia.
Oh, the Saudis want no parts of that. Dan, interesting that you bring that up, because we had on Andrew Sabo, who does our Peel Back the Onion segment, and Andrew talked about, he read a part of the Quran and said nobody wants to listen to the other passages, as that's what Dan is referring to. And truly, that interpretation is exactly what Dan said. However, the problem is, Dan, you know this. You know that there are people that are Americans that treasure that freedom, that love America, that were born in America, who also embrace a Muslim religion that does not include that hate, like Muhammad Ali. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter Mars. In other words, hold my hand.
With us here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Appreciate all the kind words, all of the emails I received from many of you talking about your thoughts about the show and what's in store for the second half of the year. We have some great things in store. I think I went through the list of some of the new things that we were going to start to do. So let's head out to one of our favorites, just like Dan in Texas with his jokes. We have Dale in Illinois. It was a great laugh. Hey, Dale.
Hello, Kate. How are you doing today?
Good. Thanks for hanging through.
Well, you bet. Thank you for having a positive story there about pulling the guy off the bridge. It takes some real work to find a positive story these days.
No kidding.
I wanted to comment that we have the IRS person who pleaded the fifth today. We've got the AP scandal. We've got Benghazi. And then we have the wonderful Chris Matthews from MSNBC. Says, you know what the problem is that Republicans just can't stand this president being black. That's what it's all about.
Mm.
Well, thanks, Chris. Nah, all the problems been solved now. We just don't like President Obama because he's black. That's what all the problem is. I'm glad he shared that with me. Thank you, Chris. You just sat back. race relations in this country about 10 years.
I agree. And you know what? That's not true, because a lot of Republicans wanted to see Colin Powell run, if you remember. And even Condi Rice's name was thrown around. And plenty other people of color were prompted as possible people that could have run, and they didn't want it. Powell was heavily recruited, but his wife said, oh, we don't want any parts of that. And he didn't pursue it, the presidency.
Well, we just have to. You know, it's just amazing we have to put up with this crap.
Yeah.
I was listening again to Senator Whitehouse from Rhode Island, how he indirectly tied in the problems with tornadoes in Oklahoma to the Republicans, the conservatives, unwilling to accept a total blanket idea that all this has to do with climate change. What a hell of a time to come up with that.
No kidding.
But I guess we're just supposed to sit out here and take this crap from these folks.
Yeah, but people aren't taking it. There are a lot of people are not taking it. There's more power. There's more power to the people. There's more people, Dale, that are getting motivated, activated. And I think that's why the Tea Party thing happened with the IRS, because now you had Citizens United, which was the Supreme Court decision, and there were a lot of people that didn't like it. So this was a way to come up with a crafty way to try to mow them down.
Well, and it's pretty clear. There's one guy who isn't in charge in Washington, and that's President Obama. He's not a leader. When are we going to get this? It's not about his blackness. It's about his leadership and his philosophies.
Yeah, I agree.
My goodness.
I agree. It is the philosophies. Absolutely. The idea of the transparency, and then plus, again, his philosophies the entire time while he was running. And this guy had no seasoning whatsoever. He was in the Senate for 2 seconds.
Well, we got the Attorney General who's... I don't know. It's just amazing how this guy can keep his job and be so incompetent at it.
Yeah.
But that's politics.
That is politics, sadly. I mean, listen, there have been a lot of windbags over the years, right from the start of the history of the United States, but there have been some darn good politicians mixed in between. Now, you know what? It's like trying to find the cashews in a mixed bowl of nuts, because everybody eats them. And here, you can't, it's like, where's that rare cashew? Where are you? I know you're in there somewhere.
Well,
unfortunately.
You got to stay on the air, Kate, and stay on top of this stuff, because we're not getting it over the airwaves. This is one of the only few places that we can.
Yeah. Yeah, thanks for that, Dale. And remember, I say this all the time, I don't care what your thoughts are, but have those opinions. Dale, Dan, obviously do have hardcore opinions, because they're seeing it. They're seeing the frustration that, you know, they're portraying the frustration that so many people feel, that there isn't a say in the government. You know, you go back to the Declaration of Independence, and it really is we the people that we elect are representing us. So don't forget it. You have power. If enough people pound on the door of your congressman or your senator, that's when they start to see that they're not going to get reelected, because their constituents aren't happy with whatever the issue is. And I can think of 3 or 4 that people are not happy with. Let's turn to sports for a second here. You know, when you come up on a Memorial Day weekend, sports is one of the areas where so many people take pleasure in watching the great game of baseball, or they are participating somewhere golfing, whether even it's miniature golf with the grandkids or the big boy stuff out just smashing a ball in the links. And sports on longer holidays become part of the fabric of families too, where they get together and just shoot hoops or do something else in some way related to sports. The ultimate manly man, a guy who I interviewed a couple of times, and have to be honest, really liked this guy. He was so stone cold hardcore when it came to the NFL. But Brian Urlacher and the Bears finally parted ways. I mean, parted ways you know, back in March, right? And now he's saying he's going to retire. It's so rare that a player doesn't try to extend his career somewhere else. You think of the great Emmett Smith, goes to the Cardinals. That doesn't work out. Even Joe Montana goes to Kansas City. Of course, he had some good times in a short time with Kansas City. But to me, the era of a player staying with one team and then retiring with that team is so far and few between. Brian Urlacher was part of the main stable of excellent players for the Bears when they came oh so close to hoisting the Lombardi Trophy. Here's what he had to say.
I'm sure if I was set around and waited something during training camp, but I didn't want to do that. You know, and honestly, I don't want to play for anybody else. You know, it would have to be a great deal for me to go somewhere else. And I didn't want to put someone else's jersey on, to tell you the truth. I felt a ton of respect for the Bears. Didn't work out the way I wanted it to, you know. But, you know, I played 13 years for one of the best franchises in NFL history. I'm very proud of that. And I'm happy I'll never wear another jersey. To this point, it's been, you know, my brother and a couple of buddies of mine trying to talk me out of it because they still think I can play. But maybe I can. I don't know. But I don't want to, honestly. I'm done. I don't want to play anymore.
Yeah, I bet his teammates are going to miss him. Like I said, he's the manly man. He could probably run through a brick wall. I remember when he was drafted in 2000, and at the spot that he played, some would say kind of a hybrid linebacker safety. That was it when he was in New Mexico. I was in New Mexico when Urlacher was there. And then he goes on into the NFL and becomes just an incredible a player, defensive player. He almost hit that 1,000 tackles, but he ends up wrapping up the career with 939 tackles, 41-plus sacks, and 22 interceptions. The key thing with him is that he was somebody to be feared and stay away from, so that's what made him so deadly. And retiring is the best thing that he can do instead of, you know, he's been declining like every player does eventually and trying to prolong the injuries you think of and stay in the game and nurse the injuries rather. The longer you do that, the more high risk you become of health problems in the future. I've seen that happen to too many players. So this is a smart decision, and you see the people around him didn't want him to do it. I mean, he played football the old fashioned way, the hard nosed way, and he was perfect for the Chicago Bears. He was that work ethic kind of lunch pail guy, and certainly I wish him the best, and I'm glad that I had a chance to actually sit down and have a few conversations with him during the course of his career. You want to hang with us because coming up we're going to paint some more pictures.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of six number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
The 9th Annual Health Freedom Expo returns June 7th through June 9th at the Schaumburg Convention Center in Schaumburg, Illinois, featuring over 75 world-renowned doctors, activists, and experts. Meet Dr. Joel Wallach, author of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, actress and activist Daryl Hannah, famed Dr. Patch Adams, women's health expert Dr. Joan Borisenko, GMO activist Jeffrey Smith, and renowned natural health doctor Dr. Joseph Mercola. Sample delicious, healthy foods, watch award-winning documentaries, attend exciting panel discussions, discover the latest natural health products, and be sure to check out the expo hall filled with 200 exhibitors. Don't forget about the new interactive pavilions and receive free screenings. It's all here under one roof for only $20 a day or $45 for the entire three-day weekend. It costs less than a doctor's visit, but hurry. Tickets are going fast. For tickets and info, visit healthfreedomexpo.com or call 888-658-3972. The Health Freedom Expo, your one source for total natural health solutions.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Here on America Tonight. Hope you have some great plans for this holiday week. Memorial Day, the two bookends, Memorial Day and Labor Day. But Memorial Day has such a great significance. You know, we're talking about the military and one very bad apple that shines a nasty light on some people that have done things that they shouldn't be doing, especially when you're in charge of cadets in the Army and you're at the hallowed halls, if you will, of West Point. It's funny, you know, you hear Shelley there mentioning playing for Buzz Aldrin and his tie to West Point. And that's the kind of people that went through West Point. So it was very depressing to hear of that story today about the creep videotaping the women from 2009 to the cadets from 2009 to 2012. And then you think Memorial Day and the significance. And I hope at some point during the day Because I know it's about burgers and beer and hanging and baseball and relaxing and water skiing and dropping a line and all that stuff. But it's also about remembering the people who gave everything, because they gave their life to the service of us in the United States to keep and preserve our way of life. That's why the United States, my friends, is the best country on the face of the earth to live in. That's why people come to our shores, because of the opportunity, because of the possibilities. And that's why we all get, so angry and jump on our soapboxes when we see the kind of shenanigans that are coming out of West Point, that are coming out of others who are in charge in the Navy, who are supposed to be in charge of programs that teach you X, Y, and Z about sexual harassment, but then they're the harassers. My goodness. So some of you had something to say about it, not surprisingly. Such a smart audience paying attention to what's happening during the day. Let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
I knew he would catch up with me. All right. Thank you, Mr. Mailbag. This one from Jody D., who says, hello, Katie D. and the rest of the crew on America Tonight. All of you do such a fabulous show. Shout out to Nathan and to Matt. So here's the question that I have for you. Who chooses the music on the show? Sometimes it is rockin' rad. Other times I'm thinking they are stuck in a time machine somewhere in like the 50s. I don't know, Nathan, you probably didn't run out for a soda. Who picks the music?
Both of us, whenever we're doing the show, I don't know, I try to pick a wide swath, and
sometimes it's pretty rocking, I do gotta say.
You do an excellent job, a very good job, and you have a music background.
Oh, I love this stuff.
And you like working with music, so you definitely, if there is anyone that has musicality on the show, probably of even the three of us, it's probably you.
Well,
listen, I can barely play.
Nice.
Barely play chopsticks on the piano, and I had piano lessons, so I cannot claim to have that talent.
That's a great song, too. Classic.
It is a classic to listen to. That's what I'll say. And by the way, if you have any great suggestions for music, notice this week we had two different budding artists on the show, because I thought that would be fun to start highlighting that again. And we'll have more, including some really big surprises. Some pretty famous people are set to come on the show. I don't want to say until they're definitely here, because, you know, even Jimmy Fallon's people, until they actually are on the air, they might promo it, but I want to make sure that we have them before I get you all excited about who's making their way here in the next couple of months. All right, let's take another one. This one from Ed in Illinois. I love all the people that emailed the show from Illinois. And Ed says, Kate, how bogus this fifth at that hearing, that IRS windbag suddenly so silent. Although you talked about it and we all knew that that was the plan, she wasn't going to say much of anything. And it does make you wonder, she was in charge of the group that targeted Tea Party patriots and others that had any kind of a conservative background when they were applying for tax-exempt status. So why would she claim the fifth if she didn't have something to hide? It just makes you wonder, doesn't it? Makes you wonder for sure. And the panel chair, of course, Congressman Daryl Issa, just dismissed Lois Lerner as her name, but later said that he might recall her to insist that she answer questions in light of a waiver. He said that, he declared the hearing in recess instead of adjourning it. That's a procedural thing to say. We just might be walking down this path again. The IRS not being very cooperative. They always want us to cooperate, don't they? If you owe them a penny, they will track you down. I said this on another show, but I'm going to say it again. And this isn't being caustic or being attacking or just jumping on the bandwagon, because, yes, it's easy. They're a soft target. It's easy to jump on this bandwagon. But I've had enough conversations with enough people who don't make a whole bunch of money who say that they do get tracked down by the IRS. They do get weird inquiries about how, what about this money, or something crops up that a lot of times it's something on the IRS's part that's wrong, but it's the people that aren't making a ton of money often that end up in the crosshairs of that arm of the government. So none of us really have a big soft spot, for the group. So when you hear things like what went on in Cincinnati, yeah, of course you've got to think, yeah, I'm sorry, this is not just no big deal. This is an on-purpose thing. There was too many groups, 500 of them, then all these bizarre questions, anything to bury them in paperwork, so that they didn't get approval. So let's see what Jack Lew, the Treasury Secretary, comes up with. Because he's got a 30-day deadline to answer to the press on what he finds out with the IRS staff as he's probing and trying to get to the bottom of who sent what memo, what specifically was said about looking through the people who applied for the tax exemption, the group. And I think they're going to, he's going to find some things that I hope lead to heads rolling, because if specifically these conservative groups were targeted, I mean, come on, that's stupid. Why even do that? You know, and the problem is, this all happened right after the Supreme Court decision in Citizens United, because that opened the door to increased corporate and private political spending. But so sorry, they make the law of the land. It went up to our highest court. That's what they said. So boom, deal with it, IRS. Deal with it. See, it's convenient. There, they didn't want to deal with it there. Oh, we had an influx of so many applications. But, hey, Obamacare and the individual health mandate that kicks in 2014, ooh, we already got people on our payroll. In fact, we hired 5,000. We're training them. They've been training right now. They're ready to roll. So no mistakes when it comes to we're going to target people, but lots of foolish, stupid, idiotic mistakes when it comes to trying to do whatever they could to put the brakes on somebody that was looking to get that exemption that had anything to do with the conservative bent. It's the truth. It's there. This isn't lemming reporting where everybody's just saying the same thing. It's coming out of the lips of the IRS. I think there's a few things we don't know. And when they link up the chain, I'm going to be interested to see how that all plays out. All right, let's get another one here. This one from Jimbo in Texas. Jimbo says, hey, Ms. Delaney, I know you have your pulse on everything that's happening in the U.S. Well, thank you, Jimbo. I wish I have eyes everywhere. So Jimbo says, what do you think and what do you make of the latest about Tamerlan Tsarnaev and the fact that he is now been implicated in this triple murder in Boston? Duh, he was a bad guy from the get-go. He evaded local police. He evaded the FBI. Man. Well, here's the deal. A man shot by the FBI in Orlando, this is how the story goes, was a friend of Tamerlan Tsarnaev's and had implicated himself and Tsarnaev in some unsolved murders, three homicides, before he died on Wednesday morning. He's a Chechenian. He said that he confessed to this. He was in Waltham, Mass. He confessed to the killings of Waltham, Mass, while he was being questioned at his apartment in Orlando. And so, you know, a confrontation began, and the FBI agent shot and killed him in the end. But he did say that they were both involved in what happened there. So now more murders can be tagged on to Tamerlan Tsarnaev. And I'm sure as they open up that investigation a little bit more, they'll probably be able to connect those dots pretty easy. Because they're looking for clues that would link him to that triple murder. They thought that he could have been in the middle of it, and sure enough, it seems as though he was. How about that? Who knows? There's probably more that comes out of that bag of tricks. And here we were twice told by the Russians to investigate him for possible involvement with Islamic militants, and it didn't happen. Hang through.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably haven't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, it may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at exposed123.com has already been banned by Google, and the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's exposed123.com.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Tonight, a couple of thoughts. You know, we're stringing all these controversies together. I'm almost burned out on Washington controversies, but you have to be diligent. You got to hold their feet to the fire. Otherwise, you know what? Unchecked, they're left to their own devices, the people that we have elected, because we're not even 6 months into this year, and look at the things that we've gone through already. wait 15 minutes and another controversy will come out of Washington. It's been a brutal, I think, second term, start of the second term for the Obama folks, because walking into this gig, it was about transparency, and it's anything but, I mean, public relations nightmare. I said this before, if there was a crisis phone in the White House, they'd have to unplug it because it's just going to keep ringing. I doubt it'd be wireless. Because you always picture that phone. Said that before. You have the red phone and then you have the other phone. Oh no, it's another crisis. What do we do? They're terrible at handling them, first of all. And I think it's because of the lack of transparency. There's too much secrecy. So it's no doubt that they went through phone records that the Department of Justice pours through the Associated Press's phone records and then says, well, it's a danger to the public, the American public, so that's why we had to do that. And we're looking at their mother and father's phone lines, and we're tracing every single call they've made. And it just happens to be all the reporters and all of the editors who worked on the story about the drone attack in Yemen on al-Awlaki and Abdullah Mutallab, the underwear bomber, specifically releasing that information. They broke the story, the Associated Press, so who leaked it to them? We didn't really want it out there unless we put our spin on it. That's what that, they think, the Associated Press thinks that's what it's about, because everybody ties into that, those two particular stories. And then you have Lois Lerner, who's there with her dour grin on her face in front of the microphone. She gets her little momentary tent, you know, where they put the person's name across it, and the obligatory camera shots for C-SPAN, then takes the Fifth Amendment. So, first revealing that they were singled out, meaning Tea Party groups and other conservatives that were looking for tax-exempt status, and then pleading the Fifth. Once the whole thing blows up and it becomes a scandal, now you got to shut up. And that's exactly what happened. So, crisis communication, you get an F, White House, and I don't understand that. Aren't these supposed to be smart lawyers? Don't lawyers know how to lawyer up correctly or how to get better PR people? So good for Daryl Issa for being the thorn in the side of the people who inhabit 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Because shame on them. It doesn't matter if you're a Democrat or a Republican. Look, you label yourself transparent. And then on things that you should be transparent on anyway, what's there to hide on some of the stuff that we've talked about? Just bring it. Lean in, as they say. Lean in and go for it. But they're not leaning in. They're leaning back. That's what they're doing. They're leaning back. And that brings the focus that much clearer for so many of us. There's lots of things that we didn't realize that were going on, only assuming the worst. And sure enough, you know, we were right. All right, I got a little dungeon action coming up here, although this may be a layup, because it may be one of the strangest things that I tuned into in the middle of. You know, you jump in your car, flip on the radio, run home, or flip on the TV for a second. You're going to watch something. You're going to watch a game. You're going to watch some series, whatever. You flip on the tube, and you get a story midstream, and you see the pictures, and you see a guy with his hands all bloody. A man was killed by a knife-wielding assailant, but not just one, several, on a London street. The suspect had a meat cleaver and was on video telling people who were walking by, "We swear by the Almighty Allah." Eyewitnesses say the two attackers, who were later shot by officers, described the victim as being chopped like a piece of meat. The two men were taken to a hospital. They were later arrested, thank goodness. Nick Ransford, a local lawmaker in London, said that the dead man was a British soldier serving at nearby barracks. But the Ministry of Defense is being very mum on this. So if that's true, it makes it, well, it'd be, no matter who he stabbed, it's terrible, but that's awful. So he was videotaped. I saw the videotape. That's what I walked midstream into. I'm telling you that. I flipped it on. I saw it. I was like, oh, for the love of God, where is this coming out of? And it was London. So what I heard was, "By Allah, we swear, by the Almighty Allah, and we will never stop fighting you until you leave us alone. Leave us alone. Even the Prime Minister, David Cameron, was shook up by this. He cut a trip to Paris short, came back to London, had an emergency meeting, said it's an appalling crime, and thoughts are with the victim and the families and the friends and just how awful this is that they've never had that kind of an attack like that. Of course, someone with a meat cleaver just chopping into somebody and then screaming that. And you think of the ideology and the way they deal with the Muslim community, specifically the mosque and things that are traced back to the mosque, and meeting radicalized Islamic types in London. They deal with things, I think, in a hands-off kind of, ooh, everybody's equal, kumbaya, no way are we going to profile. And then it'll come back and bite them in the almighty United Kingdom. And this is a good example of that. That's why Cameron got back there, because they don't want that out there. They don't need that. It's truly shocking. They don't want that. They don't want to go down this road with the Muslim population that they have in London. And to be sure, there are plenty of Muslims in London that are harmless, that are British citizens, that are fine. The problem is, could we go back to the same thing with a sickening and barbaric attack? That their government has just as many problems trying to figure out a way to operate in their ultra PC world, and this is how things blow back and bite you. So for that reason, I'm going to take these meat-cleaving, axe-wielding, crazy nuts who were in the streets saying that we're not going to stop fighting you until you leave us alone. Let's just put them in our special America Tonight dungeon. Request that they do an interview and see if we can get one from Scotland Yard.
This chamber has no windows and no doors.
So they were hacking at the guy, they were chopping him up, they were doing horrible things. The Muslim Council of Great Britain, by the way, condemned the killing. They said, no doubt, it'll heighten tensions on the streets of the United Kingdom. It is a barbaric act, and it has no basis in Islam. We condemn this unreservedly. Our thoughts are with the family, the victims, and everybody else connected to this in some way. I think it's really scary because, you know, sure, people can get shot, things can happen. Every day we see it. But this is bad. This is bad in a world where they're really trying to keep calm, especially their ultra PC. And we know in England, no guns. No guns. What if somebody had concealed and carry? What if somebody was on the street? Boom, boom, out go the lights, and these creeps are all gone, and this guy might not be dead tonight. Think about that.
Bottles of Heart and Body Extract, and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.